And so 35 years now, I've been acknowledged before, and then I've so many years when I get lost in the mess, that if I had to bounce out, turn it over to the front, just after the war, I was going to go to the second one. I was actually made job in my job, and when I come down to the place, I opened my eyes, which was the dice in the and when the next day I
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm I was so worn out when I got home that I lay down on my bed fully dressed. And laying there crosswise under the canopy of the shelter, I looked up at the cracks in the shelf, and when everything was moving, the giant eyes came to me and gnawing at my skin, to hear them walking away on the floor of my heaviness, and their tears sounds terrified me.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I was
there was nothing I enjoyed more than extracting tons of nauseous cancer, hundreds of thousands of pleasures and tortures of cheering men, women, and children, cheering rapers, and the more I cheering workers, cheering peasants, cheering SS4, cheering soldiers. I got especially a kick out of loading my drum with Hitler and his entourage entering liberated Danzig, liberated Warsaw, Hitler entering liberated Prague, Hitler entering liberated Vienna, Hitler entering liberated Paris, Hitler at home, Hitler at harvest time, Hitler with his fearful sheepdog, Hitler visiting his troops to the front, Hitler inspecting the Atlantic Wall, Hitler en route into the conquered towns of the east and west, Hitler leaning over military maps, and the more I compacted the cheering men, women, and children, the more I thought of my gypsy girl, who I'd never cheered, who I'd wanted nothing more than to feed the fire, make the potato goulash, and fill my large pitcher with beer, nothing more than to break the bread like a wafer at communion, and look into the stove door transfixed by the flames of the children warring in the fire, the song of the fire, which yet meant such childhood, which had sacred ties to her people. I left all of pain behind and coaxed a melancholy smile to her face, a reflection of her life's happiness. Now I'm lying in bed crosswise on my back, and a tiny mouse has just fallen on my chest, led down to the floor, and scurried for shelter under the bed. I probably have a few mice in my briefcase or coat pocket as well. Toilet-scented perfume drifted up from the yard, and when I look some rain, I tell myself, I'm so worn out from work and beer that I can't move a finger. Two whole days of cleaning the cellar at the cost of those humble creatures that wanted nothing more than to nibble at a few old books and live in waste paper holes, give birth to other mice and feed them in cozy nests. Tiny mice rolled into balls the way my tiny gypsy rolled into a ball next to me at night. The heavens are not humane, but I've forgotten compassion and love.
On the frame with an indelible pencil to show how tall I've been on a given date, and I picked up a book. I stepped back against the door frame, and I pressed the book flat on my head, and when I turned in place and drew another line there, I could tell with the naked eye that in 8 years I shrunk 4 inches, and I decided I must have shrunk under the weight of that 2 tons canopy of books.